Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
Yiner Diaz probably doesn't mind the pitching change because he did not have comfortable swings against Reese Olson. Yiner into center field, coming on Riley Green. Base hit. In comes Paredes. Here comes Walker. Astros lead 3-2.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes is behind the glass, and this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You heard the man say it. You know how to jump aboard on a Wednesday, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. On today's show, Rockets Warriors Game 5. Is there anything that we can do? Literally anything. To one, have us feeling better going into tonight's game, which tips off at 6:30. Or two, actually, I don't know, change the likely outcome, which is that the Rockets season ends tonight. But first, we got to start off talking about this. Don't look now, but the Houston Astros are 8-3 in their last 11 games. Don't look now, but over those last 11 games, the Astros are scoring 0.6 runs more per game. Don't look now, but the Astros are just one game back of the American League West leading Seattle Mariners, who are 17-12. We might be bringing Mariners watch back. Don't look now, but the Astros are just a game and a half back of the best record in the American League. The Yankees and Tigers are 18-12. Don't look now. The Astros just beat the Tigers 2 times in a row and could theoretically sweep them today. Don't look now, but the Astros have the 5th-best ERA in baseball. Don't look now. I don't know what this means. The Astros have the 2nd-best pitcher lowercase f war in baseball. Don't look now. But the Astros have committed the fewest errors in baseball, a 99% fielding rate. Don't look now, but Jeromy Peña leading off the last couple of days. Since moving to that leadoff spot, Jeromy Peña is 5-for-12 with 2 doubles. Don't look now, but over his last week of games, Christian Walker is 9-for-25 with 2 home runs and 3 doubles. Forget about the 7 strikeouts. Don't look now. Isak Paredes, 8-for-25 over his last week of games. A double, a triple, a home run. I feel like I'm saying Mambo number 5. Don't look now. But Yiner Diaz had 2 clutch RBI hits last night. He's 8-for-28 with a double, a triple, and a home run over his last week of games. And don't look now, Lance McCullers' next start could be with the Astros, assuming a bullpen session today when okay. And on top of all that, Yordan Alvarez hasn't done bleep. So don't look now, but the Astros are actually looking pretty good. How about that? I got my Houston Colt 45s t-shirt on right now. The Astros are ahead of schedule. April's about to end, and they're way better than they were last year. Rockets might have me down, but the Astros have me feeling pretty damn good. Now, like any toxic relationship, you have to keep gaslighting somebody, even if they're showing you something good, right? Paul, you've never been in a relationship in your life longer than 5 months. Whenever you got it good, you need to gaslight people into believing that it still needs to be good. Trust me. Paul, why would I trust you? Trust me. So, I mean, all that stuff is nice, but I still need my American League sweep. Not my National League sweep, my American League sweep. Not my sweep over the Toronto Blue Jays, my American League sweep. I need an American League sweep, okay? And they could theoretically do that this afternoon against the Detroit Tigers. Of note, the last two games, and we didn't touch on this yesterday because we were busy talking Rockets all show long, the Astros are actually 2-0 since Jose Altuve asked out of the Astros' leadoff spot, which is such a strange story that I believe is loaded with a lot of Jose Altuve's sarcasm. The story yesterday, Altuve asked manager Joe Espada to move him out of the leadoff spot on Monday and into the two-hole for the Astros because he wanted to get more time to go from the dugout to left field. And in his first game in that spot, he hit a home run. His reasoning was, I just need like 10 more seconds. As a procrastinator, I mean, I feel like I'm always asking for about 10 more seconds with everything. In certain areas, I'm asking for more than 10 seconds. RizeHealth.com, RIIZE, health.com, 975, promo code, 20% off your first order. I'm usually looking for more than 10 seconds there, but we could all use a little more time in life. Is this really why Altuve is moving into the two spot? He told this to Astros media before Monday's game. Quote, I just told Joe that maybe he can hit me second some games at some point. And he did it today. I just need like that little extra time to come from left field. So he put Jeremy Pena there. Pena's been 5-for-12 over the three games, since he has moved into that spot. How about that? There is an element of this where if this continues, it will feel more like this year, the 2025 Astros are just throwing bleep at the wall. Altuve in left field. Cam Smith in right field. Cam Smith on the opening day roster. Joe Espada was asked about why he moved Altuve there. He's always looking for ways to get everyone involved. He's playing left field, comes in, maybe it gives him a little bit more time to get ready between at-bats. Just a lot of things went into this decision. He's been around. He knows himself better than anyone else here. So hopefully this could create some opportunities for everyone and we can score some runs. Okay, well, you've seen some results the last couple of games against the Tigers. The Astros, despite being down early, have rallied to win against what was the best team in the American League going into this series. Now they're tied with the Yankees, who we also might need to start doing Yankees watch again. The Yankees opened up their game yesterday with three home runs with their first three batters. Obviously, it's April, and the Yankees tend to be very fun for their fans in the first half. They start getting cocky. Second half happens. Playoffs happen against the Astros. World Series against the Dodgers happens. Entirely one-sided World Series. But it does feel, to a degree, like the Astros are still throwing stuff at the wall, but it seems to be working. Perhaps fortune has blessed the Astros for this season. Certainly hasn't blessed the Baltimore Orioles, who stink. They're in last place. I was taking a look at the standings earlier today. What a disappointment they've been. They're basically last year's Astros, at least to this point. More from Altuve. I mean, this is the best teammate of the year. Let's get the bleeping Hall of Fame bust ready. Listen to this quote. I enjoy playing baseball. Bust. Right now. No, that's not the part I'm focusing on here. Quote, I love playing, especially with these guys. I like being in the lineup. In the end, it doesn't really matter if I play second or left, if I lead off or not. I just want to be in the lineup and to help this team win. End quote. Again, one of the greatest teammates in the history of the world. Yes, the world. He doesn't care if he leads off. He doesn't care if he's playing second base or left field. And look at him complimenting Jeremy Peña. Jeremy is one of those guys that has been playing really good for our team. He's taking really good at-bats. He's very explosive and dynamic on the bases. So when he gets on base, a lot of things can happen. Maybe I can bunt him over so Yordan can drive him in. Again, wonderful teammate. And by the way, after all of this was done, Jose Altuve basically said, indirectly to Astros management, I don't know, let's get a contract started for Jeremy Peña. I believe he's quite a ways away from needing a contract extension. But Jose Altuve, greatest teammate in the history of the world. You just heard all the evidence you needed right there. Yeah, that's right. Now, you might be saying, Paul, what about the United States and in World War I and World War II? Good point. Paul, what about the French, the American Revolution? Fairly good point. I mean, France, their country ended because they were such good teammates to the United States. We don't give them enough credit for that. But Jose Altuve, better teammate than both. Yeah, that's right. This isn't hyperbole at all. Jose Altuve's bust should be created right now, and hopefully it looks good and not like Jimmy Butler's or some of those other players who have... No, not Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade. Sorry, I'm confusing Miami Heat legends. Hopefully he gets an actually good-looking bust. How pumped are you right now, Sean? All this Astros talk, all this Astros hype, and the greatest teammate in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Don't look now. But you can look now.
Okay.
Because that's a great human being and teammate.
Okay. So I can look now.
You can look now.
So I should start watching the Astros? But you said don't look now.
Don't
should
look.
I not look?
Don't look until...
They're doing well when I'm not looking.
It is a good point. I am trying to gaslight them into believing that they need the sweep against the Tigers, so...
Don't look.
Maybe I won't look.
It'll be... I mean, it starts in like an hour, so it'll be during the show, so I shouldn't watch during...
It's a good point. I physically will not be able to look in here during the show, so yeah, I guess we can't look then. And right now, don't look either.
Okay.
Because here they come.
Oh. It's ESPN on in here, so I'm looking at one of Pat McAfee's... buddies.
I see his Pacers jersey in the background. By the way, side note, what a win for the Pacers last night. And I know we're going to talk about Giannis going up against Tyrese Halliburton's father at 12:45, but I watched the highlights last night. How did they blow that?
It's crazy. It's like a math problem.
They're up 7 points with, what, 40 seconds left?
Yeah, something like that.
And what's even crazier, like the guy who was the best player for the Bucks in that game, Gary Trent?
Yeah.
I mean, he was incredible in overtime. He hits four threes in overtime. It's a five-minute period.
30 points. 30 points for the game.
And then just the two worst turnovers I think I've ever seen.
Bill Buckner's it.
Oh, God. But the thing is, like,
it's basketball, too. So, how often do guys just, like, have the ball through the wickets in basketball?
I've never seen that. You're right. That's the first time I've ever seen through the legs.
Like, it's crazy. It never happens.
What's that called? Nutmegging when you dribble through someone's legs? Yeah. But he was nutmegged by, like, a really easy
a bounce pass.
To collect pass.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like, a laser at his feet. It was a bounce pass. Ugh. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975 if you want to jump aboard the most interactive sports talk show in town. Believe it or not, the Houston Rockets have been here before. Maybe they do have a chance. Why? Stick around to find out. Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Before we talk Rockets, a couple of texts on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. From the 281, don't look now. Jalen Green does not have killer instincts. Hey, we were talking about the Astros and positive reasons to not look now. There's so many Jalen Green texts. We didn't even bring him up in the first segment. From the 346, 100 Jalen Greens couldn't defeat Casper the Friendly Ghost. Start Cam Whitmore, all caps, now, foo, F-O-O. Jalen Green's going to need to wake up. Also, we were talking about how Jose Altuve is the greatest teammate in the history of the world. Some very good comments on the Twitch. Virginia Buttonweed, I bet Altuve has nice toilet paper in the guest bathrooms and one ply in his. He probably also puts it in the trash can. It's nothing is worse than going to someone's house who has bad toilet paper. And I say this as someone who grew up in a house with bad toilet paper. It's not like we were doing bad, but we always had the one ply.
Wow, that's where they wanted to cheap out on.
Yeah,
that's tough.
You can't cheap out there. And as someone who was notorious for clogging the toilets,
I forgot
because I used too much of the toilet paper.
Because you needed to use twice as much.
If they gave me smaller toilet paper, I don't think that, or better toilet paper,
yeah,
I would have been a little more efficient.
You had to use twice as much to get as much ply as all the other kids had.
Ryan Lost in Texas says, I bet Altuve gives great back rubs and is a generous lover. Hell, they should make him the Pope. And Todd the Show comments, I bet there are candy dishes all over Jose Altuve's house for guests to enjoy when they are visiting.
Okay. What is he, 75 years old? He has Werther's original?
It is nice when you have candy strewn about the house. Since I don't like M&Ms, I actually have M&Ms in this big jar. And constantly, guess who's the team that gives me the M&Ms is?
The Rockets.
The Rockets.
Yeah.
So I just have like a bunch of Rockets colored and logoed M&Ms in a jar. And this is from probably 3 to 4 years of being back in Houston with the promos that they give away. It is a shame that the Rockets are down 3-1 facing elimination tonight. Because honestly, I feel like my relationship with the Houston Rockets as a franchise versus the Texans and the Astros. Like Astros giving me issues with parking. The Texans didn't even give me a personalized jersey. What's that all about? Buy me off, right? But the Rockets, unfortunately, are on the brink of elimination. That said, and this is a great post that I saw online posted by @MiddyData on X. He took a picture of two series that took place. One of them, 30 years ago. The other, 10 years ago. Remember in 1995 when the Rockets were down 3-1 against the Phoenix Suns? And it made sense because the Phoenix Suns, even with the Rockets defending champions, were the 2 seed, the Rockets the 6 seed. It was a less impressive season that year. But the Suns took a 3-1 lead. Guess what happened? Game 5, Rockets 103, Suns 97 in overtime on the road. Game 6, Rockets 116, Suns 103. Game 7, Rockets 115, Suns 114. The Suns, what a bunch of choking dogs they were. It is pretty funny that the Houston Chronicle, which, by the way, I spent way too much time taking a look at the May 12th, 1994 and May 13th, 1994 issues of the Houston Chronicle today on an archive website to just see what writing was like back then and what people were saying back then when the Rockets were down 2-0 to the Suns and everyone was saying, yeah, this is choke city. But imagine being the Suns and in back-to-back years blowing it against that Rockets team. Up 2-0 in 94, up 3-1 in 95. But
This wasn't the only historical moment where the Rockets have been down 3-1 and come back. 2015. Remember that? The Rockets were playing the Los Angeles Clippers. After splitting the first two games, the Clippers were up 3-1 on the Rockets before the series came back to Houston. They win game 5, 125-103. They win game 6, 119-107. They win game 7, 113-100. So I'm not exactly saying that this is likely, but they've done this before as a franchise. Does it give you any faith? Does it give you any hope? You've actually seen it happen multiple times. Just a question. It's hard to have faith in Jalen Green. Text line sure doesn't. Hard to have faith in Fred VanVleet doing what he did on Monday night again. It's hard to have faith that a young team like this, down 3-1, can come back against a Warriors team like that. But the city has done it before. Am I planting a seed of hope in your brain right now? 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. From the HTX Rhino on Twitch, never underestimate the heart of a first-year playoff team. Craig Todd comments as far as the 2015 series. Josh Smith, baby. What a Rockets hero. Yeah, because remember James Harden got benched in game 6?
Oh, wait, is there another shooting guard that could get benched in?
Jalen Green.
Oh.
A lot easier to bench Jalen Green than it is to bench James Harden.
And then have Tari Eason hit a bunch of threes. Come on. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying.
And it does need to be said that at least forcing a game 7 or at least forcing game 6 is way easier when you're down 3-1 when game 5 and 7 are at home. Like, there's a clear path there than what the Pistons just did. You know, like, the Pistons, if the Rockets had to play another road game, like, okay, whatever. Like, we're done. I can still see, like, a way where they win the home game and they can extend this to one more game. I don't think they're going to win the series, but I think they can extend it. Like, they can extend it tonight. They haven't been a team that typically just rolls over, you know, so I'd be shocked if they got Miami heated tonight.
Yeah, same. I think that there will be fight. This will tell us a lot, by the way, about the Ime Udoka era. How much fight do they have? Because if there's no fight tonight, I do think that there should be some serious consequences as a result of that. The number one would likely be that Jalen Green is elsewhere. The texters are destroying Jalen Green from the 832. Green's a bum. Sad when Draymond is outplaying him. That's from Chris in Humble. Oof.
Draymond like might be outscoring him in games, not game 2.
Yeah. Some more text. The vibes are definitely down. I'm not hyping anybody up by talking about the Rockets being down 3-1 on the most interactive sports talk show in town. From the 936, this person, Eric the Driver, is asking, should I watch the Rockets or have a smoke and play Oblivion Remastered instead? Yeah, it's an old video game that's 20-plus years old that all of a sudden has been remastered and people are playing the hell out of it right now. It's an Elder Scrolls game. I am not buying it because I know my video game addiction will lead to me not doing anything productive for the next couple of weeks. From the 8-3-2, Rockets would be up 3-1 if they made their free throws. Yes, we know. We know. We know. Everyone knows.
That is the thing. Of like, they're not like that far away from these guys. It's just like they don't foul a three-point shooter and make free throws.
35 missed free throws is a while away.
Yeah.
I disagree to a degree. 35 missed free throws. They're 60 for 95. It's remarkable.
I'm saying, like, you don't even have to shoot well.
If you're one of those...
shoot a little better.
That's true.
You miss 25.
But do you expect them to? You know? You're right. I mean, if they made 10 more of those, you're right. We're probably talking about a 3-1 series.
And there's something where the guys shooting a lot of them are... it's Shingun, who's, like, a 70% free throw shooter. So when he misses, you're not like stunned. And it's Steven Adams when they do the hack of Adams. So like there's a little bit of like it is your bad free throw shooter shooting worst. A lot of these.
Yes.
But I mean last game I know Jalen Green at least missed one on the flagrant free throw. He missed one of the flagrant free throws. So and he's probably your best free throw shooter on the team. So yeah, I think that it is something that they haven't been good at so far. But I mean again they're not that bad at them.
More text on alternatives to watching the Rockets. Should I catch up on The Last of Us or watch the Rockets game? Last episode was rather dull. I would watch the Rockets game instead of that. From the 713, I don't even want to watch the game tonight. Ain't no reason to raise my blood pressure over a loss or watch them make stupid mistakes all game long to give it up in the fourth quarter. I'll check the score when it's 2 minutes left to the end of the game. Well, what if you come back and then all of those things happen during those last two minutes?
Yeah, yeah. No, that... The last thing I'd want to watch is the last 2 minutes of this game.
Right, exactly.
I'd want to watch like the second quarter. Just watch. I would only want to watch the second quarter and then go back. Go back to whatever you're doing.
From the 281 franchise history doesn't mean bleep. Okay. Well, you guys seem to be out. We'll try to pick you back up in the final hours of the show, okay? Maybe we make a phone call or two. Maybe we do a prayer together. I'm not being sarcastic. Do you want to know something? Do you know what I used to pray? This is not a joke. The last thing I prayed for every single time as a very devout Catholic as a kid, like almost fundamentalist Catholic, at the very end of Mass, right before Mass, you have to get on your knees and you're like praying and, you know, talking to the Lord right before the Mass begins. The last thing I prayed for every single Sunday was a Patriots Super Bowl. And I did this from the age that I knew what sports were. So, and we used to go to church every single Sunday. So I did this from when I was 5 till 12, 13. And listen, I know sometimes people give the Catholic faith a little bit of grief because they say, if you want a little penance, you do a bunch of Our Fathers, you do a bunch of Hail Marys. And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here. All I'm saying is I've said a lot of Our Fathers and Hail Marys that have involved the New England Patriots, and they won 6 Super Bowls. I'm just saying these two things happen. Are they linked? I don't know. But those two things happen. So I don't know. Maybe the power of prayer could help. I actually have something that we might be calling in the 1 o'clock hour as well. This is not necessarily the Catholic way, but it is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. It is the most interactive sports talk show in town. Who's been soft in the world of sports? Up next, in soft boys, baseball's at it again, and this basketball fan base is unserious. Stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Don't look now, but the Astros are looking really good. And the Rockets, I'm just sensing that a lot of people are checked out. They were down 3-1 in 1995 and in 2015. That's all I'm saying. It's happened before. When it's happened for your fan base before, you should at the very least say, you know what, screw it, I'll watch game 5. Because if you're there from game 5 on, I mean, you get to pat yourself on the back. You're not necessarily I was there guy unless you actually go to game 5 and game 7, but you could theoretically pat yourself on the back. We were talking about the power of prayer and how young Paul, fundamentalist Catholic, before Mass would regularly pray for a Patriots Super Bowl after praying for my family and friends and world peace. Also, Patriots Super Bowl, huh? Mustang Boy 7 brings up on the Twitch. Let's pray. Amen. I totally forgot the Rockets have a guy named Amen Thompson.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. There we go. Anointed by God.
We might do, later on in the show, a segment where we try to coax the supernatural into shifting the vibes here, and someone suggested that we play Madonna's Like a Prayer in the background. Look, I don't want to, I do not want to come off as sacrilegious. I'm just talking about me as a boy. That literally was something I did while being a very devout, like super uptight Catholic. this person is suggesting us play Madonna's Like a Prayer in the background. I'm a little uncomfortable with that. That song is about a specific act, and it's not prayer. It's not prayer. Okay? Anyway, a couple of texts. Folks to be out on the Rockets like they've been out on the Astros is nuts. First year back in the playoffs, and they're supposed to win the title from 409 Spencer. It's not that as much as this Warriors team is not that impressive. And the reason the Rockets are losing the series is, I think, more them than it is Golden State.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like, and this is maybe a little bit disrespectful to the Golden State Warriors. I'm sorry. Actually, no, not to Stephen Curry, at least. It feels like when Kansas would lose to Davidson in the NCAA tournament, where it's like it's a bunch of one and dones that are like obviously better basketball players, but then the other team they're playing has four seniors that have played together forever and one guy who can make every shot, Stephen Curry. And that's kind of how they're losing, where every time like Duke or Kentucky would lose in the first round of the playoffs, like you'd just be like, how the hell did they lose this team? Like, this,
yeah.
They're going to have five guys drafted off this team. And in some way, Jack Golke sends them home. And I think that it's like a similar feeling where you're just like, oh, Gary Payton's going to beat us?
Yeah.
Like,
Brandon Podziemski, who we said his name correctly. We're not calling him Pods. But he scored 26 points and he had 6 threes. I mean, good
game. I won't call him Pods.
From the 281, Rockets can win tonight. They're undefeated this postseason in games that tip off at 6:30 Central Time or earlier.
Oh, earlier is doing a lot of work there.
Is that true? Was the first game 6:30?
No, game two was.
It was?
That's what the text was saying.
No, game two was like 9 o'clock. Game two was late. It was an obnoxiously late tip-off. It was because the Sunday game, the Easter game, was 8:30. No, that was a 9 p.m. tip-off. So I suppose this doesn't work. This doesn't work. Anyway, it's time for some soft boys. Who's been soft in the world of sports?
Soft boys in a tough sitch. Ime Udoka thinks you're a bitch.
Ime Udoka's not looking great in this series either. He's chirping a lot. I wouldn't chirp against this team. But in honor of the time that Ime Udoka once called LeBron James a soft-ass boy in the midst of a Rockets-Lakers game every Wednesday, 12:30, we talk about who's been soft in the world of sports. Not as much today. I think baseball is soft. They suspended Tommy Pham, noted crazy person who once punched a fellow member of his fantasy baseball league or football league in the face at a game. That's a real story that happened. He's a guy who likes MMA as well. A Fatty Boom Batty Angels fan felt the need to touch Tommy Pham as he was trying to corral a ball down by the stands. And Tommy Pham, moments later, because this fan, I guess, was still talking to him, made a gesture. A gesture that baseball found inappropriate, and they have suspended him one game for it.
Ready to roll some dice.
Exactly.
That's what he was doing.
That's what I thought, Sean. The broadcaster said he's saying hello to the fans, which I thought was a cheeky way to describe it.
That's a good euphemism, yeah.
I think the cameraman did Tommy Pham wrong.
It is
I think
tough.
The cameraman did him wrong. I mean, well, it's a good moment to have on video.
The entire production was just like, hey, let's go to Tommy Pham. Mm-hmm. And he's... screw off.
Yeah, exactly. But he was doing it towards the stands, not towards the camera. I'm guessing the guy kept talking after he did it. Because he wasn't looking directly at him, and then he looked over to the side and he did that. Also in baseball, this is soft. Rob Manfred is considering ending Pete Rose's ban from baseball for life. By the way, Pete Rose does not want to be unbanned. He's passed away, but he said that if he gets in posthumously. He does not want to be put in. And he's doing this after meeting with President Trump. So you're going to be hard-o on Tommy Pham for that. But when it comes to Pete Rose, and I think the Pete Rose stuff was overblown. I think he should be in there. Like, I think Barry Bonds should be in there. Like, I think Roger Clemens should be in there. But make up your mind, Rob. You're so mamby-pamby and such a pushover. Continuing through Soft Boys. New York Knicks fans, no focus. I've told you before, this was before last night's game, that I think the Knicks are going to blow this. And that's why it's a little bit hard for me to believe that there will be 2-3-1 comebacks in these playoffs. But I strongly believe that the Knicks will blow a 3-1 series lead. And when I see their fans, they're unserious, moron fans, after a game chanting this, I know, even though this has nothing to do with the actual Knicks themselves, they are cooked. This is the dumbest fan base in sports. New York sports fans. We want Houston. We want Houston. Boom. Down for the fourth time. Have you ever gotten in a fight with somebody and been knocked down three times and said, let's get up a fourth time and try it again? How does it generally go? You get swept. Hey, by the way, what was their record against Boston this year? 0-4. What's the record against Boston the last couple of years? Do they even want to answer that question? Unserious fan base. You do not want Boston. You would rather go home. And by the way, I think the Pistons are going to send him home. 3-2 now. Going to Detroit. Watch out. More soft boy texts. Nominees from the 832. Jalen Green is playing like a soft-ass boy. That's from Chris and Humble. Yep. Another text from the 832 on Jalen Green. I don't know why everyone's so critical of Jalen, but they fail to criticize Şengün for anything. The dude has more fundamental holes in his game than Swiss cheese. He can't shoot. He can't protect the paint. He tries to post up 22 feet from the rim and stops the ball more than Carmelo Anthony in his prime. Şengün has a natural feel for the game, but virtually no basketball IQ. Damn. We're not going to send that to the folks of Turkey. I don't think anything is entirely wrong here. I think it's a little bit overstated that it's Swiss cheese level holes. But yeah, some of those things definitely need to get better. But Şengün had 31 points.
That's in game the thing. Four. And it's the same thing with Kate Cunningham last night. Kate Cunningham went, it was something like 6 for 16, but he also had 24 points and 8 assists, 8 rebounds. So that's why people are being hard on Jalen Green, is that if he is not scoring, he should not be on the court.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, there's going to be games where you're not going to be able to score, or it's going to be hard for you to score. Can you do something else? Can you get to the line? Can you set up guys? Jalen Green, the answer is no.
It hasn't happened, right. This is a perfect example of whataboutism. I understand the reasoning for it here, but Şengün has had multiple games in this series, game one and game four, where he's been outstanding, at least in spots. I know against the Draymond Green down the stretch, it didn't look so good for him. I think he was 2 of 11 against Draymond for the entirety of the game. But at the same time, it's really as simple as he has done his part a couple of times, and Jalen Green has only done his part once. And by the way, it was in the one Rockets win, which makes it easier to focus on it. Like, at least Şengün's showing up in a losing effort. Jalen Green is actually disappearing. And it's weird because you know he has the confidence in him, but it's a lack of confidence that seems to be directly in his way from doing things that we know he is capable of doing. And I don't know if it's the Warriors wearing the jerseys that they're wearing, but I mean, game four, they were wearing those stupid jerseys that don't even look like they're dynasty unis, you know? Like, the jerseys shouldn't have scared you. It's Brandon effing Pajimski. I don't care if he's making all those shots. Like, you shouldn't be scared of the Warriors when that guy's on the court, or when Buddy Hield's on the court, or when Gary Payton Jr.'s on the court. Steph, fine. Draymond, fine. Jimmy Butler, fine. But there's a lot of other guys on this court that should have Green feeling a little more confident in himself. Does he need to listen to the sound of music? The songs by Julie Andrews. I have
confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain.
Or the song from the Book of Mormon, I believe, you know. The man needs to listen to some pick-me-up music, and I think it should come in musical form. How to succeed in business without really trying? I believe in you. Paul, you're so flamboyant with your musical knowledge. Yes. Not denying it. Keep on going. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Giannis Antetokounmpo is out. Do you want him on the Rockets? And how would you handle your parent behaving poorly at a basketball game? We'll discuss. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. We were discussing songs that Jalen Green could listen to get his confidence up. I suggested a bunch of musicals, and as expected, the text line accused me of being something that I may or may not be. Todd, the show suggested, how about I Believe I Can Fly, the song from Space Jam by R. Kelly. I don't remember the words. I remember as a youth in school that there were alternative lyrics to this. It was like, I got arrested by the FBI. All I wanted was some chicken wings, so I stole it from Burger King. I don't know why. I don't know why that was the song. I think it was, I Believe I Can Die. I don't know why someone thought that up, but yeah, that's a song. R. Kelly, canceled, incarcerated, still has bangers.
Yeah.
And I believe in you. But I do not believe in Jalen Green. Another text. This is the same texter who called him soft and soft boys. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 turnovers. It's one thing to be streaky with shooting, but 3 rebounds and 1 assist means when you are cold, you aren't contributing anywhere else. Sean said that on the other side. 5 turnovers is barely acceptable if you score 20 or get 6 to 7 assists, but 5 to 1 turnovers to assist is just backwards. So Jalen is a soft-ass boy. Okay. I think alcohol led to Tyrese Halliburton's father last night believing he was not a soft-ass old man and confronting the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. That happened at the end of last night's thrilling Pacers-Bucks game. The Bucks were up 7 with less than a minute, despite no Damian Lillard, and yet the Pacers came back and they won. But the story to me is Tyrese Halliburton's dad, who was sitting courtside on the baseline right after the game was done and Gary Trent Jr. missed his attempt to win the game from basically three quarters of the court away. Halliburton's dad, who was right behind Giannis, who inbounded the ball, walks up behind him, starts holding up a towel, and proceeds to also walk around and with the towel hold it up in Giannis's face. And I'm sure that he said more after that. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, in his media availability, started off, I thought about as politely as possible, reminding the Pacers, act like you've been here before. Oh, wait, you haven't.
Nothing. And this is the last thing I'm going to say. I won't talk a lot because the game, it doesn't really matter. One thing I'll say is that I believe like being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you got to tag. And, you know, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't. Okay? And that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort.
I like that he added that clarification at the end, but I love that he said that.
That is the best thing you can say after losing a playoff series to your arch rival. Pacers and Bucks, they hate each other. Because Giannis also almost got into it with some random member of the Pacers at the very end.
Yeah, Bendik Mathurin.
And his move, Giannis, is I'm going to put my head on top of your head and remind you how small you are, or I'm going to put my hands on your head and try to squish it. And it's so funny because Giannis at the podium, Giannis with a microphone in front of him, could not be more polite, humble, and chill. But Giannis on the court, we have seen get pissed off when the Pacers took away the ball that he had scored 60 points with and were a-holes about it. And when Giannis looks triggered, that is not someone I'd want to mess with.
No.
Because he strikes me as somebody who is so calm, cool, and collected that if you actually get him to the point where he is angry with you, good God, watch out.
He like blindside tackled Mike Dunleavy Jr. one time in a playoff game. Like just, he was shooting a three-pointer, an open three-pointer. Giannis comes like running over from like the other side of the court and just like shoulder checks him.
Boom.
And just like that, this guy, when he gets upset, he just has an insane, like you said, with the not only did he do the thing with Mathurin where he was basically Bane in Dark Knight Rises.
Are you feeling charged?
Yes. He also went like forehead to forehead with Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Tyrese's dad deserved to get got. I'm sorry. In that spot, he deserved a punch in the face. Like, what are you doing, dude? But anyway, Giannis, at the very end of a 3.5-minute monologue just talking about the moment and how his parents raised him. God, I love Giannis. He ends with this, and you're just going to laugh.
I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Okay? And I'm not the guy that points fingers because in my neighborhood, snitches get stitches. So I don't want to say something, you know, for him to say, to get fined or anything. But it's not respectful. I talk with him at the end. And I think we're in a good place.
I think we're in a good place. He's so polite talking about this after the fact. But can we isolate the part where, almost with a smile on his face, almost while chuckling mirthily, here is Giannis Antetokounmpo saying an iconic American line.
I'm not the guy that points fingers because in my neighborhood, snitches get stitches.
In my neighborhood, snitches get stitches. Incredible! I want this guy in the Rockets. I want him on the Rockets so bad. I really want him. I don't even care if it doesn't work out from a basketball perspective. I just enjoy Giannis so much. I like the way he plays. He's a violent, physical player. Can dunk. A little range.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Sign him up. I mean, he was every game this series, he went for 30 and 15.
Right. I mean, it's not his fault that the Bucks have been out in the first round the last 3 years. Now, some people would point at him and say, whoa, why are they out the first round the last 3 years? Well, come on. Don't try to like make a hardened comparison or something.
Also,
like that.
The first two, it's because Giannis missed half those series.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
Giannis
true.
Would get hurt in those series, and then this series, Damian Lillard had blood clots and then a torn Achilles. Like the two worst things you could have.
Man, I feel so bad for Damian Lillard. That's just the worst luck.
Yeah.
So, I would like Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Rockets. I hope that this offseason that is a team that he puts on his list. But I really enjoyed that back and forth. On the other side, let's talk about the dad angle. First off, what Houston sports parent would do what Tyrese Halliburton's dad did? And two, how the hell are you supposed to handle when your parent is being unruly? Serious question. I don't know the answer to this one. Luckily, I don't think I'll ever have to deal with this. I know some people probably do. They have already. I'm curious about this. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Host Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.